Well, I was getting ready. You know, I was going through my pregame routine, and I was getting ready to go on the field and get, like, my pregame warm-up. So I was out there, and I actually met up with Justin Perillo. He was out there with me. So we're talking, and we noticed that the GMs were kind of meeting up at the middle of the field along with some other coaches and stuff like that. And Perillo was actually the one that told me that the game was going to be canceled. I didn't really believe him at first, but once we got back into the locker room, the Hall of Fame president and the commissioner came in, and, you know, they were obviously definitely disappointed to announce that the game was going to be canceled, but the conditions of the field were actually pretty bad. I guess the paint, they used the wrong paint for the field, for one, and then how it dried up, it was pulling the turf up when you would run over it or walk over it. So if someone was to plan on that and, you know, their cleat got stuck, it could definitely do some damage. So it was the right call. Obviously, it was disappointing not to play, but, you know, you gotta put the players first.
So you guys didn't even get a chance to go out and warm up and see what it was like?
Not as a team. You know, some players are out there doing their own thing, you know, their individual warm-ups and stuff like that, just for a little bit. But, yeah, for the most part, we didn't even really get to experience anything.
So how much of a letdown is that for you? You're right there on the verge of playing your first pro game, and they tell you it's canceled. Had to be disappointing.
It was definitely disappointing, especially because I wanted to go match up against Perillo. I thought that was the best way to kind of start my NFL career. It was definitely going to be a fun game to play. But, you know, I trust it. I trust it. You know, I can't really get too upset about it, but we got four more games left in preseason, and we got a game this Saturday, so that's going to come pretty quickly, and, you know, I'm going to prepare the same way as I did this one, and I'll be just as excited to play.
You mentioned you had a chance to talk with Justin, and you also posted a picture with you and Justin and former Maine O-line coach Frank Joffrey. It was quite a gathering of former Black Bears there.
Yeah, it's great to see that. There's another coach from Green Bay that was a running back way back when at Maine, and then there's another Coach Gilbert that was at Maine a while ago. So, you know, there's definitely some former ties, and we all stick together, and it's definitely great to see everyone out there.
We're talking to Trevor Bates here on Downtown. So how has it gone so far in your first time in NFL camp? What's the experience been like for you?
I think it's been going pretty well. I've just, you know, been sticking to my playbook and sticking to the script and trying to just get better each day. Make sure I'm prepared with everything and really just making the most out of each practice and trying to just get better, really, just play football and learn different techniques and stuff like that. But I think it's been going well. The older guys have been helping me out, and I think I've been earning their respect the right way, and along with the coaches and you know, I'm excited to get going and excited to start playing some football.
I can bet. Now, you've also got a position switch, and you knew that was probably coming. What's been the toughest part of that so far?
You know, I think the transition's been pretty well, to be honest. I still get to get after the quarterback, which is great. I love doing that. And, you know, obviously, I'm more man-to-man coverage, and I'm dropping into different zones and stuff like that more than I did in college. So that's more of a transition. But I got a great coach with Coach White, and he's been coaching me up and helping me out with everything. So honestly, it's been a smooth transition, and I got great players ahead of me that I try to model my game after and see what works for them. And you know, I think I'm getting better with it daily.
Now, are you going to play some special teams too?
Yeah. They got me. It's looking like I'll be a four-quarter starter. I'm sorry about that. I should be starting on all four special teams during the season. So as long as I just keep doing my job and keep impressing Coach McMahon, he's a special teams coordinator, I think I should be in good shape with that.
So here you are just a few months out of the University of Maine, a guy who grew up in Westbrook. Has it sunk into you yet that in just a few weeks' time you're going to be playing for real in a National Football League game?
Not really, man. I try to take it day by day. And, you know, the beauty of it is it's just football. And that's kind of – I keep it to its simplest form, and I just try to focus on my craft and and really perfecting my technique and getting better daily. You know, there's times that I kind of sit back and take it in and smile and just realize how grateful and blessed I am to be in this situation and just how great God is. But for the most part, you know, I just stay focused and trying to get better and do my job.
Well, we know you're going to take care of business after watching you the last 4 years with the Black Bears. Trevor, we always appreciate you making time for us. Good luck in that delayed first preseason game this week, and we'll be following your progress all season long.
All right, Rich, I appreciate it.